Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, you put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor, because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. Medela, the mark of the fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Pirate Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back live at Exotica, New Jersey, and we have the pleasure of having Kelsey Kane with us.
Hi.
Hello and welcome. How are you having a fun show? Has it been crazy busy?
It's been pretty busy. It's definitely busier than Miami was, but it's been so much fun. I love Exotica.
Now, is this your first Jersey show, or is this your second time? Because this is the 15th year, so it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, this is my first time in Jersey. This is my first time actually in Jersey as a state.
Oh, okay, okay. So you got your cherry popped in multiple ways.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I like that. So are you loving it? How are the fans? Do you have feedback?
Fans have been great. I've been loving it. It's been super fun. The energy's been awesome all weekend. It's been a good time.
So besides your booth, because I know that you're biased, what is your favorite part of Exotica that you've seen this time, maybe another time in Miami?
Honestly, my favorite part of Exotica is the pole competition. I feel like they always do really good, and it's super fun to watch.
Okay.
I also love your tour contest, of course.
Okay,
but
okay.
The pole comp, I think, is always fun to watch.
And Private Talk, she actually was on the tour contest yesterday, too, or the day before yesterday. We missed
Friday.
You yesterday, but
yes.
You did a great job. There was a heavy competition. It's always one of my favorite things, but again,
it's so
twerking,
fun.
Big booties,
twerking.
You know, how can you go wrong with that?
Yes, of course.
Wrong with that. So tell us a little bit about yourself. What kind of scenes are you doing? How long have you been in the industry?
So I've been doing mostly like mainstream stuff, a lot of boy-girl stuff. I've been in the industry since May. It's November, so like 6 months about now. But I've been loving it. It's been super cool.
So what kind of got you to like make the plunge and getting to the adult entertainment world?
So I was a dancer for quite a while first, and then I decided this year that I was just going to do it and do porn. I wanted to do porn for years, but I was always like afraid a little bit, and I finally was like, I'm going to just do it, and I'm so happy that
nice.
I made that decision.
Was there any kind of maybe like icons or people you looked up to
you.
That was kind of like, oh, nice,
like,
nice.
I'm very nice. Excited to be talking to you.
I love that.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
It's one of those things that, you know, you never really know. People have so many different fetishes, people different worlds, mm-hmm. and it's cool how the kind of worlds collide.
Yes.
You know, dancing, and you know, because people always be like, give it a bad rap, or you know, oh, you do porn, you do this, but kind of every way, maybe because you're not fucking doesn't mean we're all not similar in one way or another.
Yeah, we're all together somehow. Yeah.
Yeah, sex workers unite.
Exactly, all together.
So, who is one of your favorite companies that you've worked so far?
My favorite companies I've worked for so far: Bang Bros down in Florida.
Okay.
Mofos also in Florida, like those crews. I've had a really good time with so far.
Awesome. And who have you worked with that like stand out to you that you maybe want to repeat offend a lot?
Like talent wise.
Isaiah Maxwell. Hands down.
Isaiah Maxwell. And all he right. knows it too. He knows.
I love that. What about girls?
Girls? I haven't worked with a lot of girls, actually.
Okay. Are you not into girls? Are you just kind of taking it slow?
I am very into girls. I just haven't been booked with them yet, really.
Okay. Well, how come you don't book them for your own stuff?
Everything goes through my agent right now.
Okay. We can work on that. Tell him, you know, I need more stuff for my OnlyFans. Give me more content.
Yes.
The fans want to see it. You're a beautiful, sexy girl.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, we need more.
We need more, Kelsey.
We need more. All right, so who would you say that maybe that you haven't done so far, but you have a wish list?
I don't have a wish list.
Okay, not even males? There's no male talent that walks around here and you're just like,
No, the only male talent I wanted was Danny Steele, who I already got, and Isaiah Maxwell. Those are my two. And Javon Jordan as well.
So you get what you want.
I got what I wanted. Yeah, I get what I want usually.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you get it. You're blonde. You get what you want.
I don't even think it's just the blonde thing. I think it's like, you know, when you're a female who just knows what you want.
You get it, yeah.
You take charge. I feel like, you know, I always say closed mouths don't get fed.
So 100%.
The worst thing they could do is tell you no, because I'm going to make you say yes. So, you know, one way or another, I'm still going to get one. Nothing wrong with that. All right, let's see. What is your biggest goal for your career? You just started in the industry not that long ago.
Yes.
You have, you know, you said you have people that you kind of looked up to, kind of doing things. Do you have goals set?
I don't have, like, concrete goals set, but I want to get, as close as I can to the level that you are. I want to be as well-known as possible. I want my name to get as big as I can get it.
Okay.
So, big goals, not concrete, like, accomplishments, but getting, I want to be big.
Describe something that's exciting about you in your life right now.
I just moved into my first standalone house. Back in Chicago, I had a townhouse.
Okay.
But in Vegas, I have a house.
Nice, that's exciting. Congratulations.
Ecstatic.
Are you having roommates? Are you with a boyfriend? What is your status?
Currently living by myself.
Okay.
Currently by myself. One of my friends from back home Chicago might move to Vegas beginning of the year, but okay. As of right now, I'm by myself in my house.
So does that mean you're still single? Are you in a relationship? Are you in an entanglement?
We're in the talking stages. Nothing too exciting. Okay. Very, very, very new.
So you're still open to dating others?
Yes, still open. We'll see what happens, but as of right now, I'm talking to someone. He's great. He's phenomenal.
What makes you smile, Kelsey?
People being nice to each other. I feel like everyone's so mean, and like people being nice and being like outgoing and just like excited.
Okay.
And puppies.
And everyone can't go wrong with puppies.
Yes.
Who is your first celebrity crush?
Taylor Lautner.
Okay.
Twilight for sure. Taylor Lautner.
Have you ever slid in his DMs?
No.
No, not yet.
No. Now I might. I'm gonna wait a little bit longer. Get my name a little bigger, and then maybe just. He's married now, though. I think.
I don't know.
He is. He's married to a girl named Taylor. There's two Taylor Lautners running around nowadays.
Okay. Well, you know, give it time. Maybe by the time that you're, you know, who knows?
Who knows?
We don't wish anything bad about, you know, relationships at all. We want the ball to be thriving, but sometimes people don't.
Sometimes they don't work out. Who knows?
Sometimes. So, you've been in the business, you know, not that long, but, you know, a good amount of time. Have you had any kind of crazy fan interactions or celebrity interactions?
Not really. Not anything crazy. In O'Hare, my airport one time, someone screamed Kelsey at me.
Did you look?
I did. But I also danced in that city for years as Kelsey. So it could have been from that, or it could have been from this. I don't know. But that's probably the craziest thing that's happened so far.
Okay. So in an industry that's full of beautiful women, what is unique about Kelsey?
My ass. I think my ass. My smile I like too, but my ass is nice.
How big is that booty, Kelsey?
It's 40 inches. My waist is only 26.
Okay, sexy lady.
Thank you.
Sexy dog over here. All right. When's the last time you had sex, Kelsey?
Last night.
Ooh. Let's see. What is a luxury item that you spoil yourself on?
Ooh. Shoes. I really like red bottoms. I like shoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
One night stands, are you into them?
Yes.
How many have you had?
Oh, a few. I'm not totally totally sure a count, but definitely a few. I like them. I like the, like, fuck them, then, okay, you can go home now.
What is the, or who is, or what age is the oldest partner that you've been with?
When we were dating, he was 56, and we lived together. We were together for 8 months. I was 21.
Okay. How was that? Was there, did you break up because of the age difference, or is it just personal differences?
Personal differences. The age thing was literally never an issue. The way he viewed the world was.
Okay.
Yeah.
The weirdest place that you've ever masturbated?
Going down the highway, I'm not even kidding. On the way to Vegas, I got bored.
And you're
bored.
Driving?
Driving. I was driving my car bored.
So was it with a vibrator?
It was with a vibrator.
Okay,
yeah.
So you just have one in your glove box ready to go?
It wasn't in my glove. Yeah, it was on that trip, basically. It was a 25-hour drive.
How many times did you come, and how did you stop? How did you like, keep going and going and going, Kelsey?
I came, like, twice, and then I, like, stopped. I did it, like, 3 times on the drive. They kept me, like, awake and, like, interested, like, alert.
Interested? You're like, what's next? What stop can I get off?
I'm ready.
Let's see. Do you have a sex playlist?
No.
So no music while you're getting
fucked? I don't have, like, a specific playlist. I listen to a lot of EDM, so it's usually just EDM in the background, or like a movie.
Okay. What's the best advice that you've ever gotten?
The answer is always no if you don't ask, and if you can think it, you can do it.
So, I like that.
Yeah.
If you could switch jobs, would you?
No.
No? You're sticking with this one?
Sticking with this one. I like this one a whole bunch. Okay. I don't want to do anything else.
I don't want to do anything else. Have you ever taken a souvenir home after getting fucked by somebody?
Oh, like stolen things from their house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what
but, like,
are
little things
you're like
this?
Oh, yeah, this Texas. Yeah. Let me grab you have a mystery box?
I just like little, like, I'm taking like coasters, like little like trinkets off shelves, just like little things.
And they never noticed?
No one's ever noticed. I've also added things to people's house, like brought like little things and like left them like on a shelf in their house.
Interesting.
It was a joke with my friend group.
Just to be like, to see if they like to get someone's reaction and say like, did you leave this here?
Yeah,
or like,
just
like,
to see. Just to see if they'll notice and be like, did you do this? No one's ever said anything.
Interesting. Do you have one significant like thing that you leave every time, or is it just different trinkets?
No, it's just like kind of random stuff.
It should be like your mark. It could be like a signature little figurine.
Yes,
little figurine.
Kelsey was here. Kelsey was here. I'm going to do it. I'm going to fix up. And then every time from now, I'll be like, Kelsey was here.
It's like a thimble or something weird.
It's just like, you know,
like a Monopoly like piece, you know what I mean? Like something like that.
That'd be funny. I love it.
Let me know how that goes.
I will. I'll keep you updated.
Let's see. Have you ever been kicked out of a place?
Being kicked out of a place for like doing something wrong?
Yeah. If they were just like, ma'am, you need to go. You need to stop. It's time for you to go. And if so, what were you doing?
Not really. I was on the news twice at the beginning of this year for yelling at a baseball game and like I ended up on like ESPN for it.
Okay.
But I wasn't kicked out. But
what were you yelling about?
One of them was I was the away team and the home team was like yelling back. So like we got like it looked very aggressive. It was not. It was all jokes. But we were yelling on the TV. And another time, a grown adult caught two stray balls and wouldn't give it to the child sitting next to me.
So you were gonna fight
them. And I was
them.
Like, you're a terrible person. Give it to the kid. And I made the news for that too.
I mean, I can't be mad at that. That's
yeah,
a very
like,
good cause.
Exactly. I was like, you can keep the first one. Just give one to the child.
Yeah, don't be selfish.
Don't be selfish. You gotta be giving. It's a kid. Come on now. Be good people. Be a good person, everybody. Be a good person.
You're big on that. I like that.
I am.
There should be more, you know, nicer people in the world.
There should be.
Should be nicer acts of things for no reason.
Yes.
Other than just to be nice.
Yes, do good things just to be a good person. It's much better.
It all comes back to you in the end.
It does.
I believe in karma.
The more nice things you do, the more nice things people do for you. It balances every time.
Kelsey,
be a good person.
Kelseyisms, yeah. What social media platform do you use the most and that you like the best?
I like to use Instagram the most.
Instagram?
Yeah.
What is the craziest bodily fluid that has ever been on you? That was not your own.
Oh. Throw up, for sure.
Like in what capacity?
My ex was really drunk and I was trying to like shower him to like get him sober enough to like get on an airplane. And he puked all over me. But we were in the shower, so like it could have been way worse.
Okay.
But that was definitely the worst thing that's been on me. Out of another human.
As her face is turned up.
Just,
What is your porn search history look like?
A lot of lesbian.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Porn. Lesbian porn.
Yes.
Do you still watch porn now that you are doing it?
Not as much.
Okay.
Not as much.
Do you masturbate to your own porn?
I have, 100%.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Describe your first sexual experience.
I was 14. It was with my boyfriend at the time. He was my high school sweetheart. We did it all 4 years of high school. And it was in his hot tub inside of his house. He had an indoor pool and an indoor hot tub.
Interesting. Yeah. Where are y'all's parents at?
I don't know. They were never home. They were never there.
Don't leave your kids at home.
Don't leave
your... Spit or swallow?
Swallow. Anyone who spits is a quitter.
Wildest sex story that you have, Ms. Kelsey.
Oh, I had sex at the World Series last year in Minute Maid Park in the stairway. We almost got caught. It was like
at
not like a back stairway. It
at
was like
the World Series game?
At the World Series game. We started losing immediately. So we decided we will never be sleeping together during an Astros game again. No fucking during the Astros.
So you didn't get caught?
We did not get caught.
Did not get caught. Did anybody come at the end and you were like, almost got caught?
Yes, we almost got caught. He was like facing the wall and putting his dick back in his pants. But I was wearing a skirt, so I just pulled it back down.
Oh, you naughty, naughty girl.
But we didn't get caught. That's all that matters.
That is all that matters. Are you part of the Mile High Club?
Not yet. If anyone would like to change that.
Hit her up.
I'm ready.
Where can they contact you, Kelsey?
My Instagram is KelseyKane_XO. My OnlyFans is the same. And my Twitter is KelseyKaneX.
Have you ever been caught masturbating?
Yes.
Did you keep going?
Yes. But it was like
girl.
By my boyfriend at the time. So it was like okay. No one crazy.
So you're like, head over here and join.
Literally. I was like, come on.
Do you eat ass?
No. Well, not guys. Not guys.
Why not?
This is going to sound kind of rude. I don't think most of them deserve it. I did it once, and that guy deserved it. Nobody else.
So he ruined it for everybody.
He did. He deserved it. He got it whenever he wanted. Every other guy that's asked, they don't feel worth it to me.
Okay,
I feel like they're not doing enough for me to be doing anything for you.
So if the right guy came along and was like, Kelsey, I need you to eat my ass, you would do it?
I would. If you're fucking me right, I will eat your ass.
So explain this, though. Would you let him sit on your face? Would you just put his legs back, do the backpack? How does this go down with Kelsey?
It has gone down every way, except he's never sat on my face. But like, bent him over something, like, put his legs up, either one.
So no squatting. I had someone tell me one time they did this froggy thing over her face. I was like, why would you ever
why
let that
would
happen?
You
I'm like,
do this
the
to
thought
me.
Of that, I'd be like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that, a man froggy sitting on me gives me the ick.
Yeah, what happens if you fall? No, thank you.
You're just going to crush my face.
No.
Our faces are our jobs. You can't.
This is true.
You
have the moneymaker.
Exactly.
All right, my favorite part, Truth with Texas. We're going to run through a couple questions, get to know you a little bit more intimately, a little bit kinkier, a little bit snotty, a little spicy, a little romantic.
Let's get it.
So kinky questions, bondage yes or no?
Yes.
Have you ever been in an orgy?
Yes.
Shower sex or car sex? You got to pick one.
Oh, shower sex.
Have you ever called someone the wrong name during sex?
Yes.
What was that name?
Chris.
Did he keep going?
Yes.
Was he like, who the fuck is Chris?
Yes.
Did you explain?
Nope.
Good girl.
I was like, nobody, and we just kept going.
He like finished and he's like, so let's talk about your life.
I was like, who's Chris? I was like, I think it's time for you to go home.
I love it. What is a sex skill that you are most proud of?
I believe I get very good blowjobs. I've been told many times.
Okay. How many partners have you had at one time?
At once? Like, we're all fucking at the same moment?
Yeah.
Two.
Have you ever been too kinky for a partner?
Yes.
What was the kink that they were like, ma'am?
He wouldn't slap me in the face.
So is that a big thing for you?
It's not a huge thing for me. It just happened. Like, it came up one time. He's like, I would never do that. And I was like, the word never is a little too definitive for me. So we...
Again, you know what you like.
Yes. Yeah, so I was like, never.
Don't stray away. Woke up next to someone you didn't know their name.
Yes.
What'd you do?
Left.
Thank God for Uber.
You know, it's really crazy. I lost a shoe. That shoe is still at his house. I don't know. I mean, it might not be at his house, but like, I still only have one of those shoes.
What did girls do before Uber? Like, how
I
did
don't
you
know.
Just walk? Call
like,
a friend?
Walk? What do you do? What do you do if your phone's dead?
Oh.
Like,
make sure it's not.
Make sure it's not. That's not.
Always come prepared. Don't leave the house with the, you know, now that charging thing. You know,
exactly.
Gotta stay safe out there.
Stay safe. Gotta be prepared.
All right. Spicy questions. Dirty talk. Do you like it?
Honestly, I don't like saying it as much now because of work.
Okay. So it feels like work.
Yes. Like talking dirty, like in my personal life, just feels more like work to me. So I don't do it as much now.
Have you ever stayed in a relationship just because of sex?
Yes. Oh, yes.
How long? And what was his name? No, I'm just kidding.
His name? I'm not going to say his name. It was like probably like 4 or 5 months.
So he was choking you, he was slapping your face, he was doing it all.
He was killing the game.
Okay.
But everything other than in bed, he was just
fail.
Awful. He was the worst. But he could fuck good, so he got to stick around for a while because of that.
It makes him stay a little bit longer, unfortunately.
It does. Good dick game will get you a lot farther than treating a girl right.
What is that? You seem pretty adventurous. You seem pretty, you know, up for anything. Is there something that's completely off limits for Kelsey that you would not even try? Or maybe you tried it and you don't want to try again?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay, so you're just down for it.
Down.
I like
just
it.
Down.
I'm going to try anything once.
I'll try anything once. At least once, for sure.
Have you ever fallen asleep during sex?
Yes.
I love your honesty.
Yes.
This is why we love Truth with Texas, because we want the truth here.
No, we're not
going
to lie. There's
we're
no
getting
point
the
lying.
Truth from Miss Kelsey Kane.
Yes.
All right, naughty questions. Have you ever paid for sex?
No. I've slept with guys because, like, they had, like, substances that I wanted, like, in high school.
Okay.
For, like, weed and
to
stuff.
Get what you wanted.
To get what I wanted, but, like, never specifically got, like, paid
so
for.
So transactional situations, but it's not necessarily money being what I exchanged.
Exactly.
Role playing, do you like it?
Yes.
What is your favorite role to play?
I like the daddy little.
Okay, so you like the dom kind
of
like
dom
daddy mom.
Yeah.
Oral sex, sloppy or titty?
Yes. Sloppy.
Sloppy?
Sloppy.
Biggest turn off.
Anytime a man is too excited and does like that weird like jump into bed.
Okay. Doing the Superman into bed?
Yeah, like just anytime they leap, one foot should be on the ground all the time, man.
Multiple men have done this in your life?
Multiple men have like jumped into bed, and I'm like, I literally don't want to do this anymore.
It just sounds like children.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I
guess not children. But,
not
you know,
children, but like
young men
immature,
who shouldn't be having sex with you
yes,
is what it should be. You need a,
men,
you need a
yes.
grown
we
man.
We stepped up the game. It hasn't happened in a while, but it has happened many times.
Okay. Hooked up with a friend's sibling. She's like, let me think. Have I ever fucked any of my friends' brothers, sisters?
I fucked the guy I was fucking brother. Does that count?
Sure, I like
then,
it.
Then, yeah.
Okay.
Then, yeah.
Was it for revenge? Were you just that horny and he seen it?
It was just there. He was just there, and I was like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, he won't find out. And I was like, all right.
Let it go.
Let
Did
it
you
go.
Find out?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No.
Sneaky, you are.
Sneaky.
You don't get caught.
I don't get
no
caught.
No one finds out. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Oh, of course.
Can we hear what that sounds like?
I don't know how to do it now. Like,
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Last set of questions. Romantic.
Ooh.
Making out or cuddling?
Cuddling.
Cut or uncut?
Shrimp.
people's foreskin now?
No, that's not what I thought you were asking. I thought you were asking like pubic hair. That was
okay,
my bad.
We do want trimmed hair, but yes. we want cut. What's a perfect date night for you? Someone wanted to take you on a date.
Perfect date night food. Going out to eat anywhere and then going for like a walk. And then like ice cream and then a lot of sex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Giving or receiving? What do you like most?
Giving. If I like you, giving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Naked or lingerie? Do you dress up?
Lingerie sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Last question. What is a deal breaker for Helsinki?
Not going to the gym.
Not going in. So you have to be active.
You have to be active. I am too much of a gym rat to be involved with someone who's not, because you just don't understand why I do the weird gym rat things that I do.
How many days a week do you work out?
As of right now, I'm on a 4-day split, but I'm in the gym 6 days a week.
Okay,
so I lift 4 days, and then I do cardio 2 days.
Keep it healthy.
Oh,
keep
yeah,
that
very healthy.
Right, Ms. Kelsey.
Very healthy.
Well, that concludes Truth with Texas. Is there anything you want to ask me before we get out of here?
When you first started, when you were like as many months as I am in, like 6 months, did you think you were going to be as big of a like star and as well known as you are now? Did you plan on getting to be to this level?
I don't think it's anything you really plan, or I didn't really. I was young, dumb, and full of cum. I liked having sex, and I liked, to me, is art, and I like to express myself. Porn gave me a space to be a creative in that world and be in a safe space and try multiple partners that I wouldn't have had access to before. So I just was having fun, and with that just came more notoriety and more, you know, hype about things, and I was very fortunate to become as big as I have and the success I've had. So I definitely didn't think that it would be. I've always obtained my biggest motto was go big or go home, and Miss Texas doesn't go home.
Of course so, not.
We still here, baby.
I love it.
I just released my scene, the first scene to come back in 5 years yesterday. So
that's awesome. Again, congratulations.
I didn't come. I'm not going home. So we're still
don't
in this
go
game.
Home, babe. We want to keep you forever. Home,
for
we
sure.
Love you.
But yeah, it's you know, it's different for everybody. But I think that, you know, the more you stay with it and the more you stay true to yourself and what you really want to do in your path, I think that the stardom just comes with it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time. I know you're having a crazy Exotica. Please let us know where we can support you, whatever social media website you have.
So Instagram, OnlyFans, KelseyKane_XO, and then Twitter is KelseyKaneX. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you.
All right, Private Talk, there you have it. Make sure you go follow Ms. Kelsey Kane.
Thank you.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Hi, Tom Baudette here for Studio 6. I thought I'd play a little game with you. He's a 6, but has clean, comfortable rooms, a kitchen to cook in, fresh coffee to brew, great Wi-Fi, oh, and he loves to do long-term. 10, right? I'd say Studio 6 is definitely a 10. I'm Tom Baudette for Studio 6, but really 10, where you get more in your room and less on your bill.
Fuel your team with Total Coffee from Staples Business Advantage. Our comprehensive program offers no upfront cost brewers, installation, maintenance, and supplies. Plus, our incredible selection of coffee and beverages, including our new Pick Me Up Provisions brand. We handle everything from finding the best brewer to providing ongoing service, all at no cost with your minimum monthly spend on break room products. Visit staplesadvantage.com/totalcoffee to get started.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I like the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.